Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
This program was authorized by the Farm Bill to be in place for 2014, and really the primary reason that it was put in place for this year was really to serve as a transition or a bridge program until the new insurance products could be brought online and available for producers for the 2015 crop, and specifically the new stacked income protection plan, which will be available for upland cotton in 2015. But since the calendar did not allow stacks to be available for 2014, this was the program that Congress put in place to help producers this year. And then right now, all indications from USDA's Risk Management Agency are that stacks will be in place and ready for producers for the 2015 crop.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Sign-up is being conducted right now by USDA's Farm Service Agency, and sign-up will run through October 7th. And for producers with farms that had base acreage on them in 2013, this will provide a payment that's equivalent to about 5.4 cents per pound paid on those cotton base acres and the direct payment yield.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
As with most government payments now, they are subject to sequestration, which are those across-the-board budget cuts that affect a range of government programs. So sequestration will apply to these payments. But if producers sign up now and their application is approved before October 1, then the sequestration percentage will be 7.2%, the reduction that occurs. If the application is approved after October 1, the sequestration percentage will be 7.3%. It will be subject to a slightly higher sequestration percentage if after October 1. We just want to encourage producers to get to their local FSA office, sign up for that program. Be aware also that it is subject to a payment limit of $40,000, but that's a separate payment limit, and this is the only program that applies to that $40,000 payment limit.